everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with the whole entire world who needs her desperately, desperately I say, because she is the one with the wisdom and the knowledge and the ability to cut through all of the rhetoric and the silliness and all the contradiction. I mean, who can contradict the biological fact of the body? You know, I remember one time saying, Dr. Dean, people aren't sure that they believe in magnesium. And she said, magnesium is a biological reality that can't be argued with. I mean, who's going to argue with the reality of the body? It just needs what it needs. And fortunately, Dr. Dean has been studying it for over 50 years, starting her natural studies before she even became a medical doctor, then becoming a naturopathic doctor. And then along the way in her vast journey through many countries and many realities, worlds, universes, for goodness sake, my goodness, Dr. Dean has truly mastered the awareness of natural health and with the appropriate ratios that the body requires for optimal health, when to use allopathic medicine, which it is important. Certainly, if you're hurt in an accident, you're going to want to go to the hospital. But how to temper that and actually how to be prepared for surgeries and those kinds of interventions with a healthy body so that you can recover so much more quickly. Not to mention mental health, balance, in your mind, your emotions, and in your brain function, how to optimize your brain and your heart. And one of the key things that does that for you is potassium. We're going to be talking about that in great detail tonight, along with all the other topics that you, our audience, will generate as you've emailed us, as you write to us through our YouTube live YouTube chat line, as you raise your hand, as area code 615 is already doing here in the chat line, ready to talk to Dr. Dean. So much going on tonight. We just invite you to be with us and we're going to be with you. Carolyn is absolutely fantastic at knowing exactly what it is that you need to hear to be inspired and to make that next right choice for yourself, to know how to move forward on your health journey and how to be safe in doing so. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your co-host tonight again for 2 hours and we're just going to have a blast. So before I bring her in, our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, let me just remind you, this is not a medical advice show. We're not allowed to do that per the FDA, nor, you know, who would want to? This is a health freedom show. This is a health empowerment show. Dr. Dean isn't here to give you advice. Dr. Dean is to empower you with information so you can make a good choice for yourself. And armed with that information, you can go forward confidently in the direction of your health goals. That's what we're about. That's what she's always been about. Never anything different. So we're going to keep with that tonight. And of course, she may tell you her story of what she's done and how she even invented her formulas, how she came to know all the things that she's come to know when appropriate. And we will focus on you as well. So there she is, hyper excited. Welcome, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, potassium, we're talking about. I have a couple of rants, but we haven't gone over the housekeeping notes. And I guess one of the things we should start saying each week, Ginny, is where we're at in the supply chain. And for whatever reason in the universe, we just happened to triple our inventory these past, past months, no, maybe a year and a half, going on 2 years now. We keep our inventory stocked to the rafters. That's why I got a 30,000 square foot warehouse built that will survive tsunamis and tornadoes. So we've got the supplies. There is sort of the, you know, the trucking situation that I think will sort itself out. But what do you have to say about that, Ginny? How is it looking with people getting their formulas? I mean, we're telling people that if you want it in 3 days, you have to order it last week. Is that still true?
Yeah, I think so. And as we get into this holiday crunch, you know, everybody just, going to be doing our promotions earlier to try to help everybody out with discounts. But the reality is just you're going to get it in early, and don't wait till your last minute, because we're going to see a real bunching up at Christmas time. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, first class USPS, the Postal Service has already said that they're just not able to keep up with first class. I don't know what exactly that meant, Ginny. Is it they say instead of like overnight or 2 or 3 days, it's at least 5 days to get first class?
Hello? Yes, I'm sorry. What it means is that the first class, a lot of people try to ship boxes first class still. And it's just not a good idea. Priority mail is the way to handle it. So they're eliminating first class. They're trying to eliminate all first class packages, basically. They're just going to sit them. They're going to say, well, we can't guarantee anything. There's no tracking. They're going to sit on the shelf or sit wherever they sit. And they're not going to be handled at the same level of efficiency. And eventually they're just going to eliminate it because it's not profitable for them.
Well, I mean, if they did, we do 2 day parcel post, correct?
2 day priority.
Priority. So they're just trying to get rid of first class.
Pretty much.
And what has been the difference? Has first class been more expensive or something?
No. First class is much less expensive. I mean, think about people who carry their packages to the post office. You know, that would have been my father. Do you think my father would have ever ordered anything on e-commerce? No. He would have boxed his little thing up and he would have carried it to the post office himself. And there they would have said, well, how much is that going to be to ship that to my son? And they would say, well, this one will cost either $3.85 or $9.95. Which one do you think he was going to take? He was going to pick $3.85. Well, they used to put them all in the same box. Post office wise, they go through the same sorting. They'd end up in the same thing. They'd go on the truck kind of in the same way. No tracking. Well, now they're basically saying, yeah, we'll take your $3.85 package and we're going to put it in a different packet place. And it's going to get there when it gets there. And we're not going to be able to track it. So anybody who's shipping anything of any value probably is not going to use first class.
Yeah, but people don't know that. I didn't realize all that.
I know.
So, yeah, they're making, instead of just cutting first class off, they're making it difficult for people. So people just get tired of
discouraged.
Okay. Well, you know, typical bureaucracy. That's how you train people, piss them off.
Yes. If you had a, like, let's say you were a small business, let's say you were an Etsy shop. And you did made scarves. Right now, you can take your Etsy scarf and you can put it in a padded envelope and you could take it to the post office and you can mail it first class. And it may get there within a day or two of a priority. Now it's going to be 5 to 10 days and they won't offer that tracking. So these, it's mostly targeted toward the commercial retail account, the small business and this kind of thing that's relying on the postal service. So they're going to force them into a priority position.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Someone's broken into the lines. We're not ready to take phone calls yet, hon. So hang on. Okay, so that's the supply chain. We've got the products. We'll get them to you. It could take longer, so make sure you order in time and make sure you stock up. I'm stocked up. I'm stocked up with food. I'm stocked up with all my supplies. I'm stocked up with all my formulas. So make sure you stock up in case things do, you know, hit a bit of a roadblock that could last, you know, a few weeks or even longer. Right, Ginny?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I just feel that people who are going to be, you know, this typical shopping frenzy that we go into around Christmas time and everything, we asked our kids for their Christmas list in September. We wanted to make sure that we had it on hand. I'm not going to try to rely on anybody going forward in this. The further we get into winter, the more difficult. Weather interruptions, supply chain issues, blah, blah, blah.
You look at some of the big air carriers. What was it? Southwest, they canceled 1,200 flights. Each of those flights is carrying mail and packages.
Yep. It's all carrying cargo. Yep. It sure is.
Okay. Then I also wanted to ask about subscription service. We talk about that. I use that word. Let's tell people what that means and how that's going for us, for customers.
Yeah. For the longest time, I mean, I think the thing that happens that sneaks up on people is our packages, our products are mostly geared for a 30-day dosing. If you use the recommended dose for 30 days, you're basically going to run out of your Realign or your D3K2 and this and that. Now, people who are at therapeutic doses and need even more, you know, they may, like a 16-ounce Remag, that's a 45-day bottle. Okay, so what we're basically saying with the subscription service is we don't want you to run out. And I think more than now, probably more than ever, just with the weight of all the testimonials that come in, we're finding, we usually get a lot of health recovery testimonials where people say, I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that, or I was having AFib and this and that, and I used your products and I got better. Now we're having testimonials that say, I've taken the products for a year and I had to have this elective surgery. And instead of a 14-day recovery, I recovered in 4. And my doctor was blown away. So that's the kind of thing we're finding now. And that is from consistent daily supplementation. Right. And so those people who are committed to consistent daily supplementation really want to be in that subscription service, so they know beyond a shadow of doubt, even if they forget, they don't have to remember to order their products, they are going to come to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And if you need extras in between your subscription service, you just order them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And we're getting people to refer their practitioners, so that's going well. You can still get referral candy. It's called discounts. We do not sell candy. I should stop saying that word. It's a referral discount, 50% discount for you and your friend who orders products on your referral. And we're still getting our blood testing done, our home blood test kit through Grassroots Health. Make sure you keep repeating your tests every 3 to 6 months. Make sure that you're still taking the right amounts. Winter coming up, you're not going to be getting the vitamin D from the sun. So you might need to be increasing your D3K2. So get your home blood test kit or repeat your tests. You go to our website, rnareset.com, and click on Research Project. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, and it's our magnesium deficiency survey. We're up to 500,000 completed tests by now, and it still has maintained a consistent percentage for different symptoms, insomnia. 68.7% of people are saying that they have insomnia, 61.1% muscle cramps, 55.6% restless legs, 49.5% palpitations, 36.9% headaches. So we've got all these people floating around with all these symptoms. And what do they do if they don't know about magnesium? They're taking sleeping pills, which become addictive after 2 weeks. I don't know what people are doing for muscle cramps. I guess they're the, what is it, Flexeril or something, you know, muscle relaxants, restless legs. I don't know what they're being given for restless legs. I think there are some medications that have come out, palpitations, especially AFib. People are put on, you know, 4 to 6 different heart medications, and headaches, especially the migraine headaches. People are being put on very strong medications. So if you have friends who talk about insomnia, muscle cramps, restless legs, palpitations, or headaches, you just turn them over to us. It's very important that we keep people unmedicated. And a reminder that we're constantly updating our free ebooks. There are 22 free ebooks, and just check the version of the one you have. Look on the website at drcarolindeanlive.com and see if you've got the latest version. And haven't mentioned our nutrients paper yet in the journal Nutrients. We have a study, or the first of many studies. I mean, they're ongoing. They certainly did get kiboshed a bit during the quarantine, but they're up and running again. But the first one is called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. And we have that paper, the abstract, and a link to the whole paper up on our drcarolindeanlive.com website. And it does show that what we say about the picometer particle size of REMAG, it is a size that's equivalent to an ion of magnesium that's tiny enough to just jump right into cells. Doesn't need any help, just goes in there and does its astounding work. You know, 1,000 enzyme systems in the body require magnesium. And yeah, that's sort of our housekeeping. Ginny mentioned be prepared. I was in Canada. I was a girl guide. They're called Girl Scouts here in my new country, my new citizenship of U.S. America. Be prepared. That's what we have to do right now. Be prepared. I mean, even to the point of, you know, getting yourself in sort of a boot camp of doing your exercise, you know, making sure you get enough sleep. Just be prepared for such a time as this. And I wanted to start off with all that, plus a testimonial from Nick in South Africa. He said, I was bitten on the back of my leg by a spider. He couldn't identify it. He said it caused itchiness and swelling around the bite. Within a day, the poison from the spider bite had traveled down my leg, leaving a trail of red, blotchy, itchy, and inflamed redness. Thankfully, I did not have any other side effects like headache or nausea, which is sometimes symptomatic of a spider bite. I immediately made up a solution of one part REMAG and one part Pico Silver, undiluted. Sprayed the solution onto the affected area 3 times a day. The itchiness stopped almost immediately. By day 3, the swelling and the redness had disappeared completely. I will be using the REMAG Pico Silver solution from now on spider bites, mosquito bites, or any other bites that may cause an inflammation. Thanks to miracle working properties of both these products, I was able to get rid of the poison and the itchiness without the use of antiseptic pastes or creams. I strongly recommend the combination. Sprayed around the bite 3 times a day for quick, easy relief. Much appreciation and gratitude. Now, what I would add to that, and I told Nicholas, that you can make a clay paste, mixing it with the Pico Silver and the Remag as the liquid to make the paste, and just slap it on the bite, and the clay will draw out the poison, and the silver and the Remag will do their work. Now, if you're if you have a wound, you know, the bite is open, you know, kind of bleeding, I would just use Pico Silver in the clay, because Remag does sting on open cuts or wounds. And what's interesting, if you put your Remag and Pico Silver in a spray bottle, that's my deodorant right there. That's what people spray on bald spots on their scalp. You can use either straight Pico Silver, or, you know, you could put the Remag in there too to spray into stinky sneakers. It does incredible things. Ginny, do you have other things that you use your Remag and Pico Silver for?
Well, I think I use Pico Silver for a lot. I really, really do. And also, you know, with the Remag, I mean, there's so many uses for it, and especially I use it a lot on my skin. I like it. We mm-hmm. have put it in our hot tub. Mm-hmm. When we ran out one time, got an expiration date issue, and we had to take some bottles out of stock. We put it in the hot tub. It was amazing. I discourage people from putting it in their bath water because I think it's a waste, but and they could be better off with Epsom salt. But I was thinking, Carolyn, when you mentioned the Floor Refresh is the number one antiperspirant among the staff. I just found out last week when they were all in for the meeting, everybody's using it as a deodorant antiperspirant.
Oh, that makes sense too, because it's got Pico Silver, Pico Zinc, and Remag, plus a nice little bouquet of hibiscus and lemon flowery scent. What a great idea. Yeah. I mean, I buy little 1 ounce spray bottles and just put everything in the bottles. I love my little labeler, so I have everything labeled. It's great. And yes, whenever anything comes up, just think, oh, you know, what can I use of my formulas? Yeah, being liquid, you can use them for so many things.
We went to the, I just want to say, we went to the movie theater for the first time to see James Bond the other night. Mm-hmm. And since we got into the whole COVID thing, and I would say move into the theaters with confidence, people, as long as you have your Pico Silver nebulizer with you, because Greg and I honked on that thing the whole time we were sitting in there. It was great because I have that little handheld. And so many people have emailed me on the side saying, hey, I got this. And what about this? And what about that? But it's just so fantastic. And you can just breathe on it while you're sitting in a crowded place like that, wherever next is going to be a hockey game, of course, with my husband. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. You have to have no concern whatsoever about that.
Yeah. Yes, Ginny has a tiny nebulizer. Mine kicked out on me, so I just put the Pico Silver in a little 1 ounce nasal sprayer and just snort that when I need it. But when you go out, you have to put your Flora Refresh in a little spray bottle and use that on your hands. You know, and even just spray it around your person. When you're out and about with people, vaccinated, unvaccinated, whatever status, you want to protect yourself with the Flora Refresh. Very important. So just a mini rant. I know, you know, I've taken up some minutes here already, but I came across an article about an opioid side effect. Opioid use is so rampant that there's a new condition called opioid-induced constipation, for which there are now a host of new drugs. They're using the biologics and biosimilars now. I'll tell you what biosimilars are in a minute, but we know opioids are prescribed to help patients deal with pain after suffering an injury or recovering from a surgical procedure. And they're also given to people living with chronic conditions such as fibromyalgia. I really didn't realize that. So what do we use for fibromyalgia? A yeast management protocol and REMAG, magnesium. What do we use for people who have pain? REMAG. For people after surgery, REMAG. Didn't we have someone in the warehouse who had a recent surgery? Ginny, what happened there?
Yes, what happened is our most excellent Derek, who is fantastic. He's our web guy. He does all of our, he is our loan technology department. He had to have his tonsils removed as an adult, which, as you know, is very painful. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to have a 14-day recovery, and he recovered in 3.
Oh my gosh.
And Derek is very analytical, as a lot of, you know, tech guys are, and they're not given to flowery and effusive language like I am. But boy, I'll tell you, he was flowery when he came back after being out. And he said, I think I have to give credit to how quickly I recovered to these products. It's just amazing. And my doctors were very surprised. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, just about the opioids, 2019, there were 153 million opioid prescriptions given out. The opioid-induced constipation develops in 40 to 80% of people taking opioids. So what I'm getting at here, besides using the REMAG for the pain and the injury and the healing, we also know that REMAG will allow the intestinal muscles to operate normally. So there's normal peristalsis, which creates our bowel movements. And what these opioids do is they paralyze everything. It's just nothing's moving. And so instead of the opioid, you use the REMAG. And if you have to take some opioids short term, you take your REMAG, which will kind of counteract this paralysis that the opioids give you. And it was amazing. This was a long, long article, pages and pages of, you know, all the studies they've done on this type of chronic constipation, and all then the drugs that they're deciding have to be used. I mean, it's, you can just see the glee in these pharmaceutical executives' eyes when they think, oh my gosh, yeah, opioids allow us to use so many more drugs. This is so exciting. You know, they're giving us a bigger net, whatever, worth, profit, blah, blah, blah. They have no care, no concern about giving people something natural that's not expensive that will work. They have no care about that. In fact, I'm going to jump to the new COVID capsule that Merck is begging the FDA to allow them to foist on the public. And I'm saying here, lest you think that Big Pharma is in any way concerned about your health and your welfare, a 5-day course of the new COVID pill can be manufactured for $17.74, according to drug pricing experts at the Harvard School of Public Health, King's College Hospital in London. The U.S. government, however, is paying $712 per treatment, a 4,000% markup. In India, people are being offered the 5-day treatment for $12. So that's where we're at, folks. You know, people will go clamoring for that 5-day course of COVID pills. They're costing the taxpayer $712. So just think about it. Ginny, anything to add to my mini rant here? There's a lot more to be said about this crazy opioid constipation, but there's just no point because, you know, we know from Derek's, you know, experience, you know, it's not huge major surgery, but like you say, you know, that type of throat pain is just horrific. And if he got better after 3 days, that means he didn't have to take heavy painkillers for 2 weeks. Because that's what they'll do. They'll give you a prescription for 2 weeks of painkillers, at the end of which time you can be addicted to those things and feel like you need more and more. It's just incredible. And it's, you know, it's kind of a plot. It's kind of planned that, well, you know, if they need more, that's fine. You know, we'll make more money.
He didn't have to take the painkillers. He only needed a little bit of Tylenol and also that huge whack of antibiotics. He didn't get any infection.
So he did not take the antibiotics.
I think he had to have them during surgery or whatever, but he didn't have to take like a huge round of antibiotics.
Right. Yeah, with the Pico Silver and all that. Yep, I know. They really don't like us. I mean, we know they don't like us. The FDA doesn't like us. We know that. We don't care because we're operating on, what is it, the right side of God? Where are we operating, Ginny?
We are on the right side of everything where we are. We're working with God and nature and intelligence and quantum fields and light and everything.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so what we've got next is the blog that went out, very important blog, The Power of Potassium, Improving Bone and Organ Health. And by organ, we mean every organ in the body. So potassium, is it important for good health? Absolutely. And in my book, REMAG and REMIND, Invisible Minerals Part 2, I talk about the importance of potassium. And then after that book, I wrote Pico Potassium, Magnesium's Best Friend. And in those books, I'll quickly go through what we have in the blog here. Potassium is the third most abundant element, found mostly inside the cells. 98% of potassium is inside the cells. And outside the cells is sodium. So this intracellular, extracellular dance of potassium and sodium helps create and conduct electrical impulses in muscle and nerve cells. Calcium and magnesium have a similar dance card. Magnesium is used to keep calcium from building up inside the cells. If you don't have enough magnesium, you build up calcium inside the cells. If you don't have enough potassium, you can build up sodium inside the cells. And that's where the imbalance is created. Potassium deficiency leads to muscle cramps, arrhythmias, much like magnesium deficiency, but a little less common. And the reason probably is in your diet, in most people's diets, you do get more potassium and magnesium. But see, that all kind of shifted when sort of health conscious people began doing more keto diet and paleo diet. Because when you cut back on carbs, you're often cutting back on your vegetables. And it's in your vegetables that you find your potassium. And then we go on to talk about how you can't measure potassium very well, just like you can't measure magnesium very well in the blood. So the two most important electrolytes for the heart are hard to measure. And doctors, because we don't learn anything about nutrients in our medical training, they really don't pay attention to those minerals. I remember, was it in my, I guess it was in my clerkship year, I was really stunned when, you know, I noticed this pattern of someone in hospital. They would have, say, a low sodium, and the doctor would order, you know, increase the saline in their IV drip. And then they'd run all this sodium in. The next day, they'd have high sodium, and they'd have to decrease it. They could never get the balance. And it's because sodium depends on potassium. So unless they were working with potassium as well as the sodium, they were always going to miss the mark. It's quite interesting. I mean, you'd think that analytic type doctors would be more interested in these electrolytes. But again, when we did not learn about them in medical school, it just was, you know, it can't be important. You don't even think about it. Okay, so then potassium for stroke, for kidney stones, bone health, for type 2 diabetes, the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements has words to say about all these things and the importance of them, potassium for cardiac arrhythmias. But then what happens with potassium is the FDA has ruled that you're not allowed to make a dietary supplement that has a dose of potassium more than 99 milligrams. And so you think of that 99 milligrams in some sort of pill or capsule, and you think of the RDA of potassium, it's 4,700 milligrams, 99 milligrams versus 4,700. So, you know, in order to sort of meet your daily allowance, if you're not eating any potassium foods, I'm just dividing 99 into 4,000. So that's, you need 47 pills of a 99 milligram potassium in order to get your potassium for the day. So that became a problem for me because I didn't want to create a pico potassium that was, you know, a teaspoon equal to 99 milligrams. So what I did is I got the chemist to concentrate the potassium to the point where a quarter teaspoon equals a 99 milligrams. So then a teaspoon becomes 400 milligrams. And we've had a lot of customers who've told us that our pico potassium works our potassium, one dose is equivalent to twice what they used to get at the same milligram dosage. So what I tell people is perhaps our one teaspoon, 400 milligrams, is more equivalent to like 800 milligrams of potassium that you would get in your diet. So most of our people are taking 1 to 2 teaspoons of potassium. But what you do there is you check your diet with a potassium food list just to see how much you're getting, because we've had customers who've told us that they need, you know, more pico potassium than we tell them to take. And when they check their diet, they're hardly getting any potassium at all in their diet. So that's why they need more. So in terms of who should take this potassium, I say probably everybody needs potassium because we're just deficient in all the minerals. And I guess I came to the Pico potassium formula after realizing that some of our AFib customers would say they didn't feel that the REMAG was helping them 100%. They still had symptoms. And that's when I said, well, it's got to be potassium. When we told people just to eat more vegetables or make a potassium broth, you know, it just wasn't working. It wasn't happening for people. So since we've been doing this, the Pico potassium, I mean, what have we experienced? Here are some testimonials. Sandra said, I experienced horrible nighttime leg and cramps for 2 years, tried everything I could think of, including magnesium, but it never totally helped cramping until I started taking Pico potassium along with magnesium. In less than a week, I could sleep through the night without experiencing cramps. It's a fabulous product. Patrick says, I learned about potassium from Dr. Berg. He keeps talking about it as the most important mineral, especially if on a keto diet. I have tried some potassium supplements, but never really noticed the difference. Plus, I thought I was getting enough of it because I have been drinking a lot of green vegetable juices and smoothies. But when Pico potassium came out, I ordered a few bottles to see if I noticed anything different. I was very happy I did. A dramatic change in energy, feeling happy and calm, plus my partial heart palpitations completely went away, so I feel whole again. Dr. Berg was right that potassium is important, but there is no potassium supplement that works like Pico potassium. It seems like even the vegetables don't have any or very little, because the vegetables I was drinking and eating didn't make me feel the way Pico potassium does. I just wish the FDA would allow us to use more potassium per serving than 99 milligrams. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for this amazing product. So there we go. I mean, someone who's really keeping track and observing what they're eating and how they're feeling, drinking green juices, not getting the potassium. And that's what we found with magnesium as well. People thinking they were getting all their magnesium in their, whatever, 30 ounces of green drink a day, and they were still getting leg cramps and heart palpitations. And another customer said, I stopped my high blood pressure from going up using Pico potassium. And Brenda says, I just started the Pico potassium, and so far I'm liking it very much. I take a quarter teaspoon twice daily. I think it's helping with heart palpitations and other heart issues. It clears the intestines in a very good way. It does not give me the runs. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for making this available to us. Another awesome product. Now, she could probably have more benefit with more Pico potassium, but, you know, people go at their pace. Elena says, I only wish I'd known this a long time ago, that potassium is a trick to keeping my heart rate down. I love this product. Sarah says, I was shocked how little potassium I was getting from my diet after using the chronometer. Chronometer.com is an app, C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R. And you can just plug in your diet and they'll tell you how much of various nutrients you're getting. And Sarah continues, I seem to have an easier time managing my REMAG. I often had a laxative effect after taking more REMAG to calm crawling skin or leg cramps. With potassium, that's all settled now. So the potassium is also working with the magnesium for her skin and leg symptoms. And Madhusur says, I always used to get exhausted after playing a round of golf in the summer. Not anymore with Pico potassium. Terry says, more energy when I added the potassium to REMAG and REMITE. Great addition. Way to go, Dr. Dean. Now, I have a few more, but I think I'm going to stop there and see if Ginny has comments, and we'll start going to chat and whatnot so I don't take up the whole hour. So go ahead, Ginny.
Okay, very good. I just want to say that I think it is absolutely incredible.
There she comes.
Here I am. Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Trust me, she's coming.
Oh,
she's here. Because my sound went down. She's here. Ignore me.
I was just going to say, I think it's so incredible that potassium can prevent strokes, because people are so worried about having strokes the older they get, you know? It goes along with high blood pressure. The minute that you go, you know, to the doctor, they're going to say, oh, if you, you know, the terms, you're a stroke out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And a stroke, I think, is scary. It's permanent. You know, I mean, if you have an impediment like that, it's a permanent disability that people have a hard time recovering from. So I doubled up on my pico potassium the minute I heard that. I was like, I'm having more. So I think it's pretty amazing. Now, there aren't a lot of questions or comments on the chat line about potassium yet.
Okay, well, I can continue with the testimonials, because I think most people are used to us going to the telephones in second hour. So let me continue. Our Jennifer sent these along to us. We just have so many, you know, good testimonials, so much good feedback from our customers. It's wonderful. They want to share what they're feeling and get other people involved. So Sandra's saying, I know I was not getting the potassium I needed because the neuropathy given to me by medications is so much better. Now I sleep better because I don't have to put up with night leg cramping. If it happens now, it's like, it's okay. I don't worry and cry like I used to in the past. I get up now in the morning with a smile. Thank you, Dr. Dean, with love. That's very sweet. Kathleen says, I'm currently on a carnivore diet and I'm feeling great. I know I need to supplement the potassium and I can tailor the amount to what I'm eating that day. I love it. And Christina says, since starting REMAG and then REMITE and most recently Pico Potassium, my AFib episodes have decreased and are shorter. Very good. Patricia says, I've been taking REMAG and REMITE for several years and recently added the Pico Potassium. I have a history of AFib. It went away for 20 plus years and returned a couple of years ago. And then I found Dr. Dean's products. I also read Atrial Fibrillation, Remineralize Your Heart. That was my first kind of heart book. I updated that and just call it health. What is it? Heart health now. So Patricia read Atrial Fibrillation, Remineralize Your Heart and gained a lot of information. My AFib has improved. I still have to appear once or twice a month. My AFib has improved. Still appears once or twice a month, but it's much better. I will continue to use REMAG and REMITE as well as Pico Potassium and looking forward to it disappearing soon. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for your good products. I highly recommend them. So yes, it's a matter of allowing the minerals to do their cellular building and structure and function improvement. You can't look at these as just symptom remedies. You know, we're looking at them as the groundwork for cellular health. So it does take time. So I like it when people said, you know, I continue to use them and look forward to, you know, more improvements. And I wonder if we can say to people who have, you know, maybe a bit of damage here and there with different health conditions, if we'll start getting testimonials from people about Pico Silver, because Pico Silver you know, one of the many things it does is it stimulates the production of stem cells. And, you know, I think that is incredible that that silver can do that. I'm just looking for the Pico Silver book, and I'm going to look up stem cells and see what actually I said. Silver and stem cells, page 12. And I say, probably the most incredible aspect of Pico meter-sized silver, and one that I didn't realize until I read the silver report, is the ability of this type of silver to stimulate adult stem cell production and de-differentiation. Now, what that de-differentiation is, a stem cell has the potential to be anything, any tissue in the body. And I have the sense that if you stimulate adult stem cell production, and there's one area of your body, like your liver, your kidney, your heart, your pancreas, that is damaged in some way, that those stem cells will just differentiate into that particular tissue and go and, you know, start the healing, let the healing begin. I continue. The stem cell studies referred to in the report were done by Dr. Robert O. Becker in the early 2000s. I was fascinated by Dr. Becker's 1989 book, The Body Electric, but didn't realize his work with electric current and limb regeneration had continued with studies on silver and stem cells. It seems this was a natural progression for Dr. Becker, because one of the healing mechanisms of the body is its utilization of direct current millivolts through the nervous system, which presumably travel through silver ions with their high electrical conductivity. So there's how they, those adult stem cells will get to the various tissue parts through the conductivity of silver ions. It is the active available silver ions, which make up 98% of Pico silver, not the particular colloidal particles in which the antimicrobial properties of silver reside. It turns out that the silver ion is chemically bonded to a receptor site on the adult stem cell membrane. Because of silver's natural ability to act as a catalyst for chemical reactions, dedifferentiation, brackets, are returned to its original embryonic state, dedifferentiation of the adult stem cell occurs. Dedifferentiation enhances the body's process of repairing damaged tissues as cells go where they are needed and grow into the tissues that are needed. And then I go on. Now you can download this complimentary copy of Pico Silver. What, Bob? I'm not on. Ginny, am I on?
You're on.
Yes, Carolyn, you're on. You're definitely on, Carolyn.
I'm on, Bob. Thanks, Bob. You can download the whole book, Pico Silver, at drcarolindeanlive.com and read more. But every time I think about people having organ damage, I think about Pico Silver and wonder if we're going to start getting those testimonials. In fact, I think it was very early in our use of Pico Silver that somebody got in touch with us and said that her frozen shoulders started repairing as soon as she started using Pico Silver. So I really do believe that is a very good possibility, especially, you know, when you think of the way people talk about stem cells and stem cell transplants. They're using fetal cells, for Pete's sakes. And what I hear from the clinics in Mexico about stem cell treatments is if a person doesn't change their lifestyle, just continues to, you know, eat and drink and be married the way they were before they had the need for stem cells. It just reverts back. It's not a cure. And what Ginny was saying earlier about people who are on our products for years and then, you know, they're suddenly, heaven forbid, hit by a truck and they recover, you know, in a week, it's because their body is strong. The structure and function of the body are perfected. And that's what we're looking at. And we have a couple minutes to the top of the hour, so I'll ask Ginny if she has anything to add.
No, I think that's very good, comprehensive presentation on the pico potassium. Very, very good.
And silver. I can't help it. Silver is just so awesome.
Well, yeah, and pico silver for sure. For sure. Right.
Will I do one more testimonial before in the last minute here?
Yes, in the last minute. Let's do that.
Uh-oh. It's a long one. Let's see. Mm. We are very thankful we found you. My daughter's 26, found herself in the emergency room with heart palpitations, fainting, cold hands, paralysis in her hands, shaking uncontrollably. Her electrolytes were all over the place. Her potassium was low, magnesium low, equilibrium was off, the room was spinning. And she was told she was just having an anxiety attack. Not to say she wasn't having an anxiety attack, but her body was collapsing around her, but it wasn't the root cause. And then, so they did the blood test. So I guess she came home, did the RBC magnesium test. It was in the low orders, got Remag, and she immediately started feeling better. Past week, she's become more stable, increasing her Remag, adding Remite, worked with a family physician who's open to alternatives. And not one person said, hey, I think you might be low on magnesium, which is amazing to me. No one bothered to look at one of the main areas that your body needs to function properly. After my research, I was astonished to find out about magnesium and how much it's ignored. Doctors need to realize our society is the unhealthiest it has ever been, even with all the gyms and everything else. Not one of the healthy things on the market mean anything if you don't have core function inside your body. Mm. I can only hope others find this miracle. Wow. That is amazing. I know.
It's just incredible. It's just incredible. Oh my gosh. Well, we've got a question from Carlos at the beginning of next hour. Sorry, Carlos, I missed your message, but Deborah told me all about it. So we're going to get to you and all our callers. Hands raised, *9 if you want to talk to Dr. Dean, and we'll be right back for hour two.
Back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.